It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese. Took a whole bowl of cologne for the tick. And it would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs.
And a piggy we stole from the shed.
We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Grandma.
We'd have chicken pie, country ham, and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese. Took a whole bowl of cloth on the tip. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun.
Up, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks spitting sheep. Pa talk about the farm and the war, and my granny sing a ballad or two. I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs fill my head. Next thing I knew, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed.
Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love granny and grandpa too. Been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou.
Woo! But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said that I'd trade them all with the gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth on the tick. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
We didn't get much sleep, but we had a